Welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmelo and yes. Amanda Raymond. Cheers.
The double click.
Oh.
Double clink.
Thanks for coming to the Martini Bar. And we're a little bit pressed because Amanda's working on a script and has got this big meeting that she's got to get out to. But she's going to do the podcast. You're a trooper. So, anyway, and before we start, I've told both Rick and Amanda the story already, but I'm going to say it again anyway, because I got recognized at a gas station, and I'm so happy about that. So I flew back home.
He spent so much time at gas stations, never gets it recognized. He sits there for hours.
I flew back home from Phoenix last night, 10 o'clock, and I'm pumping gas, and this guy says, "Are you Jerry McCarty?" And I'm thinking, okay, he's some guy I don't know or whatever, and he says, "Hi, I'm Tim. I listen to your podcast," and I'm like, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah, I walk my dog and I listen to the podcast and I like it a lot." And
even the dog likes it.
And yeah. So anyway,
a dog likes it more than me, boy.
So anyway, I said, "Boy, you're probably like one of 20 people that listen to the podcast." And he said, "No." So I tried to track on how he heard about it, and he heard it. Basically, a friend of a friend sent him the link to our podcast. So, listeners,
that's how Michael Jackson started. Just
thank you.
Told a friend, and the next thing you know,
thank you for referring it and refer it to a friend. So that's your assignment this week is. Send the link to the podcast to one of your friends so we get more listeners.
Yeah.
And that's why there's like 58 million people on Farmville on Facebook.
We're not on Farmville.
No.
Can we link to it?
You know how many people... You know,
I have to go feed my pigs. I got to go.
You know how many actual farmers there are in the United States?
Six.
Less than 900,000, but there's 58 million people on Farmville.
It doesn't smell as bad. It's
so interesting. Yeah.
So, today, earlier today, I took my son to a game show. What did I say?
You didn't tell us this already? I thought you did.
No, I didn't.
All right, go ahead.
So I took my son to a game show called Hole in the Wall, where basically a wall comes at you with a hole in it, and you have to make the shape of the hole, or else you get pushed into a swimming pool.
Wow, brilliant.
Which made me think...
What happened to the good game shows?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There used to be really good game shows. So let's talk a little bit about what the good game shows were. And we know what happened to them. They've all been replaced by reality shows. So, Amanda... What's your favorite game?
Gong Show!
The Gong
Show! Yeah. Gong Show?
I didn't even think about that one. That was great.
That was the best, man.
You weren't even born when that came on.
I watched reruns.
Oh, that's right. Forget the rerun thing.
Okay. Chuck Barris. Okay. And Chuck Barris, who did other...
Chuck was the king. He was like the king of game shows.
He was. He did Newlywed Game, Dating Game, and wrote Palisades Park, the song Palisades.
He wrote that song, Palisades Park. That's cool.
I know. Yeah. Chuck Barris, great guy, and J.P. Morgan, my favorite panelist.
You like J.P. Morgan? She was weird. Some people only appeared on game shows.
That's
all they did.
Yeah, that's right.
Like her. I don't know what else. She says that. She was cool. She used to wear those big sunglasses.
Right.
And like scarves.
Any other favorites of yours as
kind of
a panelist on the Gong Show?
Oh, I can't remember specifically because I was younger when I used to watch it, but I just thought it was the coolest idea that, like, to get people to stop, you just, like, hit a gong.
Oh,
they really hate it. They would just bang the crap out of
it. They need that on American Idol now.
I know, right?
Yeah, where's the gong?
Stop right there. No.
And Gene the Dancing Machine was my favorite. But the Unknown Comic got started in there. Paul Rubens was down there. A lot of people got their first start there.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a really good.
It is.
Pick.
I forgot all about that.
That's a good pick.
Excellent pick. Rick, your favorite game show?
Man, that's tough. You know what? I watched game shows only because they were on. It wasn't like I had a favorite that I watched religiously. So I'll tell you some of the ones I really did like, though. And if you look back on them, they were really pretty cool. The Newlywed Game was really cool. The Dating Game was really cool. The Dating Game was a weird one. hosted by Jim Lang.
Yep.
Who's actually a Bay Area.
Oh, really?
Disc jockey, yeah. Yeah, well, but there'd be a guy. Sometimes you have celebrity guys
awesome
or girls.
Awesome theme song, though. For the
yeah, it's all Tijuana Brass.
Tijuana Brass or
that's where I first heard Tijuana Brass was on the dating. And then I heard my parents had their albums. I'm like, wait a minute. That's when the girl comes out, and that's the song they play. I didn't know that. So that was good. Also, the Newlywed Game was sort of its sister.
The Dating Game. If you search the Dating Game on YouTube, you can get, because there were, you know, they basically got a lot of working actors to go there, and Steve Martin was on there, Schwarzenegger was on there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else was. Sometimes they would get a celebrity on there.
Yeah.
But I know when Steve Martin was on there, he was just a normal.
Yeah, these guys just sort of tell their story. Also, another one of my favorites is Hollywood Squares.
Oh, I mean, Charlie Weaver to Block.
It's just about them. It's mm-hmm. just about the celebrities and being funny, and it wasn't even though you remember who won what games.
Oh, yeah.
But that was pretty awesome to have like nine like celebrities,
right?
Not stars, mind you. Celebrities. There's a difference. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie Weaver was a celebrity.
Celebrity,
okay.
Yeah. But they were like Wally Cox.
They were all good people. They were made for TV. They were made for that kind of stuff.
Paul Lynn
was a great TV star. Great, did lots of great stuff. But everybody remembers him for Hollywood Squares because he was just so witty.
Yeah.
And of course, because he was the best, he was in the center.
He was the center square.
So people were calling him the most.
Oh, and he was the best.
He was great, man. I wish they'd rerun that stuff because I know there's a game show network and they probably do run it. But
They used to, but they don't run as much. But those old Hollywood Squares, you're right, those were great. And they would get people on there that were like, you know, like there's always Wally Cox, Charlie Weaver, Paul Lynde, and then they were like kind of there all the time.
The mainstays, yeah.
And then the other people though would be like Chet Everett or, you know, some other person that was
Florence Henderson.
They'd
make these, they have like guests.
George Gobel was on there a lot.
Yeah, he was on there a lot. George Gobel. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, and Peter Marshall, the host.
Yeah, he's cool.
So
he used to be a member of Comedy Team.
Really?
Tommy. Oh my God. They were like in, you know, service comedies and stuff. It was something in Marshall. Oh, darn it.
Really? Yeah. I never even knew that.
Yeah, they made a movie. Oh, I wish I could remember the name of it. It's really horrible.
And
anyway,
he's
not important.
Father of a Major League Baseball player.
Peter Marshall is?
Yeah. Do you know that? His son played first base for the Kansas City Royals.
What's his name?
I can't believe you didn't know this.
Know.
You're like a huge baseball fan.
I don't like Kansas City.
But anyway, the worst name ever for a baseball player.
I think Coco Crisp is a stupid name.
His name was Pete LeCocq.
Well, how's that Peter Marshall's son?
Because Peter Marshall's name was LeCocq, which is why he changed it to Marshall.
Well, I know that. I remember him. I remember that guy.
You remember Pete LeCocq?
Yeah, but I didn't know that was.
That was Peter Marshall's son.
All right.
Yeah.
It seems like the Pete LaRooster or just son.
Okay, so my favorite game show, and Rick already knows what it is.
You better be what I'm thinking it is.
My favorite game show of all time is What's My Line?
Yes.
From the 50s, when people were so much smarter than we are today.
Yeah.
And the host, and this was weird, the host was John Daly, was like a real news guy.
Yeah.
And it's like John Cameron Swayze used to do Beat the Clock. Uh-huh. They would like get news people.
Yeah.
To
it was weird.
I mean, it would be like getting...
Well, the news lasts about a half an hour.
Yeah, that's something else.
They'd have another job, you know?
But that, I mean, that would be like hiring Walter Cronkite to do Tattletales or something.
and that was called a panel show. That's what Jerry loves, is panel show.
I want to be on a panel show.
Oh, God.
We should do a panel show. Okay.
We could do a podcast
with a panel show. And we'll get some panelists.
We can get some people here at the bar. And
that would be awesome.
Have a little panel show. That would be fun.
That would make my dream.
Let's do that.
If we could do that.
We'll have to maybe double. We have to do like a 20-minute podcast.
Yeah.
And do like a panel game show.
That I would love to do a panel
and
show.
Who could we get for the MC? I mean, it would be good to. I don't know what to do. Maybe we'll have to put an ad somewhere. And the personals.
Okay. Well, anyway, so What's My Line was awesome. You had Bennett Cerf. You had these people that were... Bennett Cerf was the publisher of Random House, who was a panelist.
Yeah.
And it was like the weirdest. Dorothy Kilgallen.
When I used to watch that show, it was Kitty.
Kitty Carlisle.
Kitty Carlisle. What's her name?
Well, Soupy Sales was done it later.
Soupy Sales done it a lot.
Larry Blyden.
Who's the woman who was in the Night at the Opera?
No, Peggy Cass.
Peggy Cass.
That was To Tell the Truth.
Oh, that's okay.
Tell the Truth.
My line's different, right?
Yeah.
But they had different incarnations of
characters. Yeah, they did.
And they were there for like a few years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like every week they changed.
Right.
Like
Arlene Francis was a big one.
Yeah.
What's My Line?
That's my memory of the music.
But they were so much
Bill
smarter.
Bill Cullen.
Yeah, Bill Cullen, right, was he was...
Who did do it, actually hosted a game show,
yeah.
Too.
Well, let's talk about hosts for a second.
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers on...
Double Dare.
Double Dare.
I watched them all.
That's great.
He was Double Dare.
He was
really good.
He was good. I agree.
And he was on... Was he on something else before that?
I think it was something else. I could call him probably remember.
He's not the guy that was on...
Two or three shows.
He's not the guy that was on Land of Lost.
No, he was on Full House.
Oh, he's on Full House, okay. There was that guy that was on Land of Lost was on a game show too. I can't remember which game. No, the older brother,
okay.
Will.
Okay.
Yeah, he was on a game show on Nickelodeon too. Your favorite game show host?
Tell me later. Let's see. Yeah, that's a really good one. You know what I thought was really good was from the guy from Password.
Alan Ludd.
I thought Alan Ludd was excellent.
Password.
He was really good.
And I love that show.
Alan Ludd was. I mean, he's not like a real super colorful, funny
no.
guy. But man, he just something about that
good.
Guy. I just like.
And there were like, and Password is like that show would never work today, because he would go, the password is plethora, and if they had any celebrities nowadays, they'd go what?
No, they
what?
They
I mean,
know the letter
they know the. There's no vocabulary, yeah. But there would be like.
Back then, people took it seriously.
Yeah.
The thing is, the people, they get celebrities to do that show. They took it seriously. They were
there
goofing around. I mean, they were trying to win.
There were like celebrities that were like really like. Well, Betty White, of course, because she later married Alan Ludd, but she was like one of the best password players. Just great vocabulary. Lucille Ball was a great password player.
Yeah.
She would come on that show.
If you guys can ever go on the game show network and find, or go on YouTube or find those old password episodes and watch them, they're really, really cool.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, there's humor in them, but I mean, when they were playing, they were messing around. They were trying to win, trying to win.
And they were in New York, so they got like a lot of Broadway people and a lot of different people than you would think on the shows. But it just it's a great show. Alan Ludd was good. Okay, mine, I'm going to say, because he invented the that skinny Mike, Gene Rayburn.
Oh,
I thought Gene Rayburn was a great game
show.
He was
good.
That's
Hollywood. That's
Match Game.
Match Game. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And Match Game was a great show because
that was a great show too.
Match Game, they would film all five episodes in one day, and they would drink, and so the Friday episodes were always.
If you want to see John Davidson drunk? That's a good way to see it.
They would the Friday episodes. Brett Summers and Charles Nelson Reilly would be slamming drinks on Friday.
Charles Nelson Reilly, one of the greatest game show, I don't know what you call them, participants.
Yeah, panelists. Panelists.
Panelists, yeah.
Panel show.
What's that word?
He used to host The Price is Right.
Bob Barker.
Yes.
Bob Barker.
And he did Truth or Consequences.
He did the early Truth or Consequences, but it was a cheap little
dog. Oh,
And it had an organ playing. That was, it was like.
It was like that time in the 60s where there would be, there were like this group of guys that would do Monty Hall and Wink Martindale. And
we didn't mention Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, Let's Make a Deal.
That was
a
classic with Monty Hall. My aunt was on Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. She was on, I have a cassette tape of her because she,
was she chosen?
She was chosen at the very end. They said, I'll give anybody who has, who has.
Paperclip.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And so this woman gave her a purse full of junk. She had to sit up in the rafters. And my aunt got picked to go down in the with the audience get to play. And so he asked her about, hey, do you have any? She goes, I don't know. And she's like, well, she's asking my grandmother, mother, is there anything? Anyway, and then goes, I'll give you $50 for a clothespin. So he's looking in the bag and pulls out a string of like 12 clothespins.
Whoa.
Yeah, those little tiny clothespins. And so he's talking to her about the clothespins. It goes on for a couple minutes. It's really cool.
Oh, that's great.
But that was a great show.
You hear $50 for each one?
Yeah, $50. Nice. That's what they would do. He would walk up. It was weird. Like at the end of the game, they give away like a convertible Chevelle and some Rice-A-Roni. And then they would come off in the crowd and they would say, I'll give you $50 for every clothespin, or $10 for a 2-cent stamp. Or,
just
weird things if you might have them.
And he's walking with the microphone and who's got it? And people go, I got it. And give it to him and show it to him. For some reason, Rice-A-Roni, because they put like six boxes.
Well, it is a San Francisco treat.
The way they put the boxes, it seemed like a nice prize. Remember how they display them? It's like, you've won a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni. It's like, cool, that's cool. And people thought that was a good prize. Or soap. Because it was a big box, it seemed like a good prize.
About this before in the game shows of the 50s.
In the game shows of the 50s,
they would give you a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
A carton of cigarettes. There you go. Yeah. It's a carton of cigarettes. Thanks for being on the show.
And here's a loaded gun to go with it.
Oh, I just thought of another game show host who is awesome. Uh-huh. And that's not an easy job to be a game show host, but Groucho Marx.
Yeah, Groucho was great.
I didn't say that earlier. You guys were listening to me.
Did you say Groucho?
You Bet Your Life.
You Bet Your Life. Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's a classic.
I'm sorry. I have to go back to that guy that I met at the gas station. I asked him who this favorite panelist, on our show, our podcast was, and he chose Amanda. His name's Tim, by the way.
I love you, Tim.
And anyway, I left him then because I have nothing more to say.
He gave me the obvious answer. And,
God. And anyway. But Groucho I thought was a great host. I mean, just for being quick and responding to people. Yeah. And,
it wasn't even so much about a game. It was just him interviewing these people.
Yeah.
I mean, they did get to the game eventually.
That's my and I have to ignite my dad, who has long passed away, is his favorite moment when What's My Life is Groucho had a guy called Windy. They bring these people on, and they would always have something that they did.
I think I remember this guy.
I think that's really what I'm saying.
Windy could inflate a tire inner tube by his lips.
Oh, wow. I don't remember
and
that.
He blew this thing, and... This thing, I've never seen it. I would love to see it. My dad says he blew into an inner tube and burst the inner tube.
Oh, really?
And he said it was like Groucho was like ducking, and it was like this loud, just amazing pop. My name is Windy. Okay, I gotta respond to our listeners. I got some great responses. About 30 minutes ago, or half an hour ago, maybe I did a tweet and said what we were talking about tonight. And just a few people, Vince. Should I say his last name or no?
No, we don't use last names here.
Vince said he's going to go with Jeopardy and Alex Trebek. Jeopardy, great game show.
That's a classic, yeah.
And do you remember who the host was before Alex Trebek?
No.
Art Fleming.
Really?
One of my favorite hosts of all time.
Art Fleming.
Don Pardo used to do the... thank you, Don Pardo. Thank you, contestants. Thank you, everyone. And but no, Alex Trebek, for being a kind of a... how would you describe Alex Trebek?
Heavy drinker.
Not that. Arrogant. Thank you, Amanda. Definitely. For being arrogant and just making, contestants feel really stupid.
Rolling his eyes.
Yeah. It's like, he's like, this city in Louisiana. And
he's
go,
got the answers in his hand. That's not right.
And he would go like...
Yeah, he shouldn't be arrogant.
Oh, of course, the answer is Baton Rouge. Yeah. And he would say it like in a French accent to make everybody feel stupid.
He's classic.
And and then we had Match Game. Suzanne loves Match Game. Yeah. The Newlywed Game, Denise. Mm-hmm. And Wink Martindale, who we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And... And then Match Game, of course, Grant mentioned Match Game, and Richard Dawson as being a great game show host. And Richard
Family
Dawson
Feud
was awesome.
Huh?
Family Feud, yeah. Richard Dawson was great.
He's great.
Because
yep.
after he left, they how many hosts did
they have? He escapes Stalin's 13.
Yeah, that's right. On Hogan's Heroes.
They all got, you know, after World War II, he got off, yeah. and then he started doing game shows.
How come Kinch never got a game show?
I don't know. I think it's the accent. One of those guys had a fake accent. I forget who it was.
LeBeau?
Was it LeBeau? No, LeBeau was his real, I think.
Oh, I have to tell you. I have no idea.
We said it World War II longest podcast ever, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't. I want to hear it. Go ahead.
It's the first collector show I ever went to. A Hollywood collector show. And,
was it when it was on Vinland?
Beverly Garland. Beverly Garland.
Yeah.
And it was good. What was his name? Ron? Richard Carey?
Which guy?
LeBeau.
I don't remember his real name.
Yeah. Clary.
Oh, Richard Clary. Yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, he's sitting there all by himself. No one is going near him. And so anyway, but of course I recognized him as LeBeau. Uh-huh. And he said, I loved your work. That's why I told him. I said, everything I learned about the French resistance in World War II, I learned from you. And he said that his parents were actually in a concentration camp. And he said, if you've got about a half an hour, I could tell you all about the concentration camp.
He said, well, I know you do.
That's what I said. I said, it's okay. I'm good. And so I left.
Why didn't you say that?
I know. It's
he said
like,
if you have a half an hour.
He said, if you got a half an hour, I could tell you a lot about the camp.
Nobody would say that.
And
I'm like, you say you got a few minutes? That's it. You say you don't have a half an hour.
I'm like, I'm good.
What are you doing for the rest of the weekend? Are you busy? Go get dinner.
I'm good.
And from 1940 to 42, and after dinner, we'll go through 43.
There'll be a quiz, and then
a little pop quiz, and then we'll finish it.
Okay, well, we've gone through our time. Thank you for your tweets. Thank you for joining us for this podcast.
And all your post-its.
And Amanda, sorry I kept you from your meeting.
But she's still on schedule.
So cheers, everyone.
We got something else full next week. I'm not sure what, but it's
we got to do the pitch show. We're going to talk about this after the show. We got to talk about next week's guest. If we got a guest,
yeah,
off the air. And but anyway, visit our sponsors, PB Imaging, and audiobooks at audible.com. Thank you. Go to our website, www.mccartymetro.com. Yes. That podcast is absolutely free.
Well,
cheers.
This one time it's free, but we're going to charge
it. Join us next week at Rick's Martini Bar. Cheers. I'll listen to one.